Best stories, artist interviews. You're listening to Life Songs B-Sides. From Life Songs Studio B, New Orleans, here's your host, James Mott.
Thank you guys for tuning in. This is Life Songs B-Sides, some extra content for lifesongs.com. I am James, and we are hanging out with the fabulous Redemption family.
Howdy.
Hey, guys.
Hey. We are hanging out with Chris and Nina from Redemption Family. They're a band from Hammond, Louisiana. How are you guys doing today?
Doing good.
Doing good. Awesome. Seriously, thanks for having us.
Oh, yeah. It's a pleasure. This is actually the first podcast of Life Songs B-Sides. We're really excited. I actually met Nina in college at Southeastern Louisiana University and have gone to a couple of their shows. They're phenomenal. And they play a lot, so it's going to be definitely check them out if you get a chance.
Yeah.
So, Chris, I got a question for you, man.
Sure.
You're the band leader, basically, for Redemption Family. How did Redemption Family get its start?
So the band started basically through a failure of another band that I was in. It started in high school, and we're having rehearsal, and just like influences had changed and styles had changed as far as songwriting goes, and I was just showing them to the band, and it just kind of fell apart. People weren't feeling it. So I basically just grabbed two guys who were around, Barry Carpenter and Travis Schrader, and we just started working on the new songs, and then we just clicked very well musically, and we just kept on meeting and basically adding people.
And adding people. If you've seen a Redemption Family show, which if you haven't, you're missing out. They have a ton of people. I think Chris, you told me that the most y'all had on stage at one point was 11.
Yes.
And you had somebody knitting.
Yes, absolutely.
Somebody doing live knitting from the stage, which is fantastic. So how long ago was this at the band? Like you said, the other band failed, and so out of it was birthed Redemption Family. Yes. How long ago was that?
About 4 years ago.
About 4 years ago. And how did you settle on the name Redemption Family?
So it just came from us just sitting around and throwing out names.
Yeah.
And, you know, obviously names that fit what we're trying to go for as well, just like with us being redeemed through Christ and us really trying to have a family aspect. I mean, they just go together extremely well.
That's pretty awesome, man. And Nina, I know that you were a later addition to the to the band.
A little bit later, about 6 months after it started. It's kind of a funny thing. Their first show was at the BCM at Southeastern, and I went there for the first time that night, and so I got to see them play for their first show.
That's
before
pretty awesome.
I was even in the band.
Yeah.
So that was like really fun. And then I was invited to a practice by Barry Carpenter. He had heard me sing different open mics and stuff. And he was like, come hang out with us and sing with us. And I started singing along, and it wasn't even like, you're part of the band. It's like, hey, come back next time. You know? And
it was just a good fit. It just kind of worked and morphed into it.
Yeah.
So that was 6 months after the band. So that was like 3.5 years ago.
Something like that.
Okay. And so you said you saw them for their first show. Chris, can you walk us through like how those first shows were and like how y'all, cause I know y'all have a very unique sound. It's hard to describe.
Mm-hmm.
And so I can imagine that didn't come right away. The uniqueness.
Right. When we first started playing, we were like super into just old school bluegrass like that. We just wanted to, you know, be one of those bands who sat around a condenser mic, like just circled around it and just played.
Right.
And so our first show was we're literally in between these two small columns at this BCM.
Right.
And everybody was gathered around. It was super intimate. It was really fun. Like, that's one thing. I mean, not that our shows aren't fun now, but like it was just a completely like relaxed atmosphere for like the first couple of shows and just throwing ourselves out there. It was just fun.
Like, it was just a lot of fun.
It felt like they were sitting on the porch just playing together.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
The audience was part of it. Like, it's always felt that way.
Well, yeah. And then see, I can tell you that that's something that I've always felt being at you guys' shows is that it's very personable.
Mm-hmm.
Like you're a very personable band. Like everybody in it. It's like you feel connected. You feel like you're not just watching a show,
but
you're actually taking part in something that's bigger than all of that,
mm-hmm.
which is a really cool experience.
Mm-hmm.
But you guys want to play a song?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. What you going to play for us, Chris?
We're going to play Family.
family. This is actually my favorite Redemption Family song.
Yes.
So you guys are in for a treat. This is Family, Chris and Nina hanging out on Life Songs B-Sides.
They surround me, all my troubles and fears. They surround me, but my Savior is here. They surround me, all my troubles and fears. They surround me, but my Savior is here. Still my brother, times are good, you're still my sister, 'cause we are family, family in Christ. Times are bad, you hold my hand, when times are good, we all dance, 'cause we are family, family in Christ. Dance, we will shout it out. No bond is stronger. We will sing, we will dance, we will shout it out. You are the Father in this family. It's family in Christ. When I am tired and I can't go on, you lift me up into the Father's arms, 'cause we are family, family in Christ. We celebrate with joy and laughter. There is hope even in the pain, 'cause we are family, family in Christ. Shout it out. No bond is stronger. We will sing, we will dance, we will shout it out. You are the Father in this family in Christ. This family in Christ.
That was Family by the band Redemption Family. You were listening to Life Songs B-Sides. We're hanging out with Chris and Nina. That was an amazing song. That's my favorite Redemption Family song.
Thanks.
Here's my question. The genre.
Yes.
Like, if you had to nail it down, what would it be? Because, like, that was it's real upbeat.
Yeah.
It's real folky. But, like, not all of y'all's stuff, it can be categorized in this one. You can't really put it in a box. So how would you guys personally describe it?
Yeah, it's definitely difficult. We like to joke around and call our genre trash grass.
That's really hard to say.
Yeah, it is. It is. But, no, it's very folky. Like, it has, like, an indie element to it, so to say. I know that's kind of vague, but as well, it's just worship music as well
right.
from our hearts. And
yeah. No, it's, I mean, the upbeat stuff, it gets people dancing, and hopefully you were dancing during that song, because I know I was, but...
Yeah, I don't know.
Just, it's true. With your bare feet.
With my bare feet, yes.
Yeah, I was setting mics to record this, and noticed that, like, 5 minutes after Nina and Chris got in the studio, their shoes were already off, and yes. Apparently that's a thing happens at, all Redemption Family shows.
It's a thing.
Yeah.
People have said they wanted to donate money to get us new shoes.
Because y'all don't wear them.
Because we don't wear them. I'm like, we have shoes. We just don't wear them.
Just don't wear them. Why not? Why is it an immediate kick off the shoes? Like, I mean, I know it's a very like personal atmosphere, but yes. You guys literally
get comfortable.
You take the words "kick off your shoes" yes. and like make yourself at home.
Yes.
To the limit.
We get very comfortable, and I think it. I guess depending on the generation that's watching us, but like, I feel like it gives people license or like an opportunity to. Kick off their own shoes. I mean, yeah, not that they would, but it's just kind of this permission that we give them to connect with us, you know?
Yeah.
Just relax and be family.
Yeah.
You know?
And speaking of family, I know that you guys kind of have a band motto. We've kind of talked about this before we started recording, that you guys don't have fans, that you have family.
Yeah.
And obviously, you know, you have the song family. The band's name is Redemption Family. Mm-hmm. So family is obviously something that runs... very deep in the band. Can you guys kind of tell us a little bit about that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Like, just in general with us, like how we operate, we've always thought of ourselves as not even a band, but as a family.
Right.
I think just because we operate so differently, we have just all these different people coming in and playing music with us. And we're all super close. Like, we all talk about just what's going on in life. We're there for each other. And
we always have family time before every band practice. Make sure to pray together and just to not be just about the music. You know, it's so much more than that to us.
It's a lifestyle.
It's a lifestyle. It's a picture of the church, you know, and this little band of, you know, misfits that we have. Like, we are, you know, a representation of what the body of Christ is.
Yeah, totally.
And we're all from different churches from all over.
We started kind of in Hammond, but we're from, you know, Chris is from the Great PC, from Pumpkin Center.
Pumpkin Center, that's right.
Wow.
I'm from Mandeville. You know, we are kind of some in Abita, and so it's kind of all over the place. So, that's the thing that binds us together is the music and the redemption we have in Christ. So we try to show that to our fans as well and have them be a part of what we're doing, not just spectators.
Yeah.
But they get to be involved in what we're seeing happening.
Yeah, because... I don't know. Just it's so much more than just like Nina's saying. It's so much more than music. It's a time. It's an experience where you get to be together as one and just experience something that's just I don't know. That's just greater than who you are or what you're doing.
Right.
Like it's just something that can't be reproduced either. It's unique to that one time that you get to hang out and you know play music together and spend time with the family and.
Yeah.
And the family really means the world to us. Like, they seriously, anybody who just kind of takes the time and you know, listens to what we create and relates to it, that just means so much to us.
Yeah.
I know one of our favorite venues to play at is house shows. Which
is actually the last time that I got to see you guys was at a house show.
Was at a house show.
And it was phenomenal because it was just a very personal mm-hmm. atmosphere, very like come as you are.
Exactly.
Come enjoy some music
and it sometimes you have microphones, sometimes you don't, sometimes you're yelling over drums, sometimes you're you know, so it's fun. And I know that my favorite house show we've had lately, we actually made dinner for the people who came and watched us. Mm-hmm. So we had pancake dinner and that it just enforces that family atmosphere of like we're not here just to have you come and buy our stuff. You know, we want to get to know you. We want to know about your life. And that's just, I don't even think that was on purpose that we...
No, it just kind of happens.
It's how all of us are, you know.
Yeah, and that's definitely evidenced, like, listening to your guys' live album.
Yeah.
like the family atmosphere and the reaction that you get from your family from that. Which, by the way, you can actually get the live album. I listen to it all the time on Spotify because it's on Spotify. But is there a place, just real quick, that we can plug that
it's
can...
It's on iTunes.
It's on iTunes that you can get the live album. Can you tell us a little bit about, like, the how that came about, like, setting up the live album and getting that recorded?
Yeah, absolutely. For the live album, we got an awesome opportunity to work with LMG. With Mike Mercasey and Darren Phelps and David Lee actually mixed the album, so we got to work with him for a little bit. But they were awesome. So it actually started off as a studio album, and we probably spent about a year.
We spent a year on that thing.
Yeah, so I spent a year.
It was really
and
long. And it just wasn't coming together.
Yeah, we were really struggling to portray what Redemption Family is. And Mike suggested that we do a live album. And so we were just like, yeah, sure, let's go for it. And so we set it up and we actually recorded the live album at The Rock, which is First Baptist Covington's like youth center.
Yeah.
And
we packed it out.
Yeah, we packed it out.
With our friends and it was fun.
Everybody sang along and it was just an amazing
night. You can
hear
it on the album.
Yeah, on the album. Hearing everybody sing along with this was probably the coolest part of the whole thing.
So it's been right about a year ago.
Yeah.
That this album was released.
It seems like so much longer again.
It seems like
it really
so
does.
Much.
It is.
Well, I can imagine so because like I remember following you guys on social media and like I have Nina on Facebook and stuff. So just like seeing you guys, it's like y'all recorded the album, which was impressive because it wasn't only like, hey, we're going to record this album. It was a tour stop. It was a concert that y'all put on. So a lot of work goes into that, and then y'all just seem to hit the ground running.
Yeah.
With touring and with going all over just to play shows.
Yeah. That was an adventure.
An adventure.
Yeah. So much fun.
Yes. It was a ton of fun and a lot of work, you know.
Yeah.
You don't realize when you get into a band, you're like, oh, we're going to play music. But there's so much more that goes into it on
right,
the back
right,
end.
Right, right,
right. But it was, 2015 was crazy adventure.
Mm-hmm.
We did do a little tour. We went to several states that I had never even been to.
Yeah.
So, like, even up north, like Virginia, Maryland, and we played some shows up there. And it was just, it was fun. And we tried to keep the same family atmosphere. We did a lot of house shows.
Right.
Which we weren't sure how it was going to translate. Because we didn't know because we're down south, it's, you can be more friendly.
Right.
Or if up north they even knew what house shows were. But it ended up, nothing really changed. Everybody responded really well. Everywhere we went.
It was cool. A pretty solid atmosphere, for sure. Yeah, it was... 2015 is one of those things that we honestly didn't realize, like, how much was going on until we got to the end of it. Like, just, like, being able to look back, we released an album, we played a lot of shows.
Do you have a rough estimate of the shows?
Oh,
I honestly have no clue.
I'm going to go home today and count them because I didn't even... Yeah. Think about it.
That needs to be a post on social media. Just in case you were wondering, we played this many shows in 2015.
That'll be times two in 2016.
Yeah.
Nah, but just going on tour has always been a dream of mine. Like, in actually being able to go with the family, it was pretty fun. Like, it was a huge learning experience and just learned so much from the booking aspect. It's so... Like Neo was saying, it's just a lot of work when you end up having to do everything yourself and just be independent. But it's just so rewarding just to be able to like show up someplace you've never been and just be able to connect with just people who might have never even heard you before.
Yeah, they've never heard you because you said y'all went to Virginia, Maryland, so and you said you're doing a bunch of house shows. So did y'all like just show up and we're like, hey, we're Redemption Family? Were there times when like you showed up in these states that were so far north and it was just like, nobody knew you?
Oh yeah,
definitely.
Oh, the majority. And it was more the way we connected with them is we would find bands on who were following us on Instagram or they people that we saw that we really liked in up north, and we would connect with them. They'd be like, hey, we're gonna come through your town, you want to play a show with us, or can you host a show for us?
Right.
And so usually the people came for their friends who played in this other band,
right,
and then we happened to be playing too. And so It was fun to play for even genres that weren't even... I don't think we played with another folk band. Maybe in Ohio.
Yeah, we played... we played with all kind of different people, bands like solo acts, and everybody that we played with, like on tour, they were pretty phenomenal.
Oh yeah,
like
yeah.
They were awesome. Just getting to see what other people are doing musically just across the country, you know. And we didn't play with anybody who sounded exactly like us. I mean, we did play with people who were acoustically driven, like we are. But yeah, they were all incredible for sure.
So I know you guys are kind of on a break right now.
Yeah,
because
holidays were like our little lull time.
Well, yeah, I mean, y'all earned it after 2015, but it's a new year. So what's 2016 hold for Redemption Family?
2016, we're recording a new album that we're super, super excited about, as well as we're going to try to do a little bit of touring on this album as soon as it releases as well.
Gotcha. So when has the recording process started yet for the new album?
We've been talking to a producer, just throwing out ideas and things like that, and we've been just on the grind as far as like hammering out all these songs and just getting them to where we feel like they need to be.
I feel like we tried to learn a lot from our previous studio
experience.
Yeah. And so we're trying to make sure all of our songs are kind of set so we can get in and get out instead of a repeat.
So that brings me to this question. Do you think that you guys are going to do another live album, or do you think that you guys are you at least going to try to compose it all and be able to do a studio album for this go around?
Yeah,
I think it's up in the air. Like, we're giving a lot of we're really wanting to work with a producer this time, so it's kind of up in the air of like what they're feeling. I know we've talked about the possibility of doing another live album, but it would be cool to do either or, honestly.
Right. Yeah, and like, I mean, if you've heard, I mean, you guys just heard Overflow off the live album. It's great quality. It came out really good.
Yeah.
I mean, like, I was surprised whenever I heard it, honestly. Yeah. Just being like, okay. I was like, I've known these guys since college. I was like, I don't know how a live album is going to sound. And it turned it out sounding phenomenal.
Yeah. It came out.
LMG did a phenomenal job with it, for sure. Mm-hmm.
So you said y'all have been writing songs for the new album.
Yes.
How many y'all have nailed down?
So originally, we had 11 songs for the new album, but we've just kind of been debating whether or not we should, you know, kind of, because the new songs are actually a little bit in a different direction genre-wise.
Yeah, they're not a trash grass.
Not as the other stuff.
Yeah,
it's less trashy.
I wouldn't call your music trashy.
We're talking about actually, you know, if we do a studio album, we would like to capture a few of the songs off the live album
on the studio
version of them. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so that's something we're considering. But
I mean, I'd love a studio version of Family, a single studio version of Family that I could carry.
Have that?
We don't. We do have a studio version of Overflow. Okay. But
we did a short EP before we recorded the live album, and so we have some songs, but it was never big released.
Right. At all. So y'all have 11 recorded that may or may not go on it, but y'all are also thinking about recording some of the live ones.
Yeah.
Just to put on the studio.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be awesome. Yeah. So, do you guys want to play one of the new tracks?
Yeah.
All right. So, which one?
We are going to play "Come Alive."
Come Alive. All right. Well, this is a new one from Redemption Family. This one will be released later this year on their new album. This is Come Alive. You're listening to Life Songs B-Sides.
Eyes are open now. Colors are vivid. Dawn begins to fade. East grace floods my veins. New life rattles my bones. Feel the heartbeat again as my eyes are set on you. I come alive. I come alive. Then you, I come alive. I come alive. And you, only you can raise these dry bones back to life. I come alive in you, Jesus. As my lungs expand, what is void is now filled. Taste of cool, crisp wind. Things we cannot see. Oh, but how we need love that brings the dead to life. I come alive. I come alive. Devil rise, filled with peace, filled with joy, running through our hearts and our lungs. We are given forgiveness, new eyes to see again. We rejoice in this love, we'll get clean in the
Come Alive, Redemption Family's new one that's going to be recorded this year and released on their new album. Can you guys tell us a little bit about that song?
Yeah, that song was inspired by the Valley of Dry Bones, and it was just kind of wrote from the perspective of actually, like, you know, from the perspective of the bones being risen and, like, the person coming alive.
Right.
You know, and in the kind of the same way in our walk with Jesus, like, you know, we truly see life whenever we, you know, have a relationship with him and we begin that walk with him, and just things completely change and mm-hmm. like our eyes are open to the truth. And so that song just kind of like touches on that and just, you know, being raised to life through Christ.
So I want to ask you guys, what is next? 2015 was a huge year for Redemption Family.
Definitely.
Like a huge year, exhausting year, it seemed like. But what does 2016 hold? I knew the album's coming out, but mm-hmm. what else is going on with Redemption Family?
Yeah, the game plan, record the album, you know, play a lot of shows. We're about to start booking a lot more and hopefully go on, you know, at least two tours this year,
this year.
Mm-hmm. That's definitely the game plan. So we're talking about, you know, hitting up some different areas, and we're definitely wanting to play New Orleans some more, because towards the end of 2015, we started playing down here.
Yeah.
You know, we had a few shows and we had great response, so we just want to keep on.
I mean, if there's one thing about New Orleans is they love their music.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Like, I mean, we've been on air since 1979, doing just Christian music, and like the response has been so great.
Yeah.
So definitely, and we're, you know, always looking for local music and local concerts and stuff. So definitely be looking out for Redemption Family. If you guys are into some awesome music and a family atmosphere
and a good time,
you know, hang out with Redemption Family. So the new album, what's the plan for that? When can I have the new Redemption Family album in my hands?
So we're shooting to record it, you know, in the summer, and then we're hoping to have it out by fall
2016.
Yep.
Yeah.
for the new Redemption Family album. You got a title yet? Any?
We don't.
Nothing.
We don't.
I was just thinking about
title.
That. I'm like,
title.
Maybe figure that out.
To be announced.
Yes. To be announced. The title of the new no, I'm just kidding.
Is to be announced.
Yes.
So if somebody wants to keep track of Redemption Family's progress, you know, see, hey, are they playing in my area? You know, if they want to send you a message, if they want to correspond with you guys, how can they do that? Where can they find you guys?
We are all over social media. If you just look up Redemption Family on Facebook, Instagram, we're at Redemption Family. Twitter, it's Redemption Fam.
Okay.
And then if all else fails, we do have a website. It's a little different. So it's redf.am. So, and you can contact us through there, and you can see all the links to our YouTube channel, our Vimeo. We're always trying to put up acoustic videos in different places, and so that's been really fun to just introduce the new songs to people before even the live album comes out, or the next album comes out.
The next album comes out. Awesome.
So, yeah.
So, head on social media, check out Redemption Family, correspond with them. Definitely check out one of their shows, because I guarantee you that you will not not be disappointed.
Aww.
To see a Redemption Family show. But thank you guys for hanging out with me.
Seriously, thanks for having us. We really appreciate it.
We really appreciate you guys coming out. I know it was kind of a drive for you, Chris, coming from Hammond.
Yeah. I mean, it's not too bad.
Yeah, but I hate driving. I hate driving like 5 minutes to get anywhere. Like,
that's true. I'm in New Orleans. Like, you're just like, takes me 2 minutes to get where I need to be. Must be nice.
Let's not even start about Chris's traveling expectations.
It's okay. I drive a Prius.
Hey, so do I.
Gas is hard. What?
Prius Brothers.
Right on.
Prius Brothers. There we go. So this is Redemption Family, Chris and Nina. You guys have listened to Life Songs B-Sides. Thank you guys for hanging out with us, and we'll see you next time.
Thanks for listening to Life Songs B-Sides. Engage with Life Songs through social media and on lifesongs.com. For more information or B-side suggestions, email James@lifesongs.com. Reminding you, God is good all the time.